It said, and when she was come to our house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Yeah. Ain't that good news? The devil tried to kill her child. But she stepped out on faith. So you got to step out on faith every now and then. When you're going through something, you got to step out on faith. Say, Lord, I'm stepping out on faith. I don't know what's going to happen, but you say, go by faith, and that by sight. Ain't God good? Tell somebody, I'm stepping out. I'm stepping out. I don't know about you, but I'm going to step out with Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Hello, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody to tell you that Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus, my heavenly brother, the bright and morning star. I heard Diane say he's a wonderful counselor. He's not just a counselor, but he's a wonderful counselor. The Prince of Peace. Rose of Shadow. Ain't God all right? You don't get me. I say, y'all right. I'm trying to help somebody up in here that you's in God's care. And when you're in God's care, the devil might try to throw bricks, throw stones, all kind of stuff. But you can say, Lord, help me on.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. On the behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on K-A-Y-T. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 11 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning worship is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday joy night are both on Zoom at 7 o'clock p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program will be Wednesday, June the 12th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are always welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear two selections from Stephen Alfred. Stephen is our guest speaker on Sunday for our 3 o'clock afternoon Youth Level Up program. Stephen is from Houston, where he serves as youth pastor at Praise Chapel in Webster, Texas. He's also a recording artist and digital creator. In addition to ministering to the youth, he will be rendering selections that are soon to be released for download on most digital media platforms. Youth leaders, and the public are invited to join us at this great event. Immediately following the selections from Stephen Alfred will be last Sunday's message from Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about Johnson Temple, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
JP Bakers. motion. You got move, or you gon' lose. Keep your Bible open, no joking. Give it to God, man. You gotta stay focused. You gotta move. Jesus, like I did. Man, you gotta keep going, keep rolling. Pick up your cross, man. You gotta get in motion. You gotta move, or you gon' lose. Keep your Bible open, no joking. Give it to God, man. You gotta stay focused. You gotta move. You try to solve your problems, hit the bar and get a drink or two. Soon as you sober up, they pop back up like pizza. I can tell you don't believe. You ain't gotta tell me, homie. Spirits, no spirits in your spirit. Don't feel familiar, homie. No fortune teller. I just use the tool God gave me. I just wanna see him save you like he saved me. This battle we fighting daily. Went about it all wrong. You fell in love, but it wasn't worth it, huh? Mind painting pictures, but that picture wasn't so perfect, huh? You should've turned all that attention to the Lord. Instead of giving that good heart, God gave it to a fraud. Man, it's hard out here. We all at war out here. And we ain't got a chance without God out here. You want a better life for you and your kids? Pick up your cross and follow Jesus like I did. Man, you gotta keep going, keep rolling. Pick up your cross, man. You gotta get in motion. You gotta move, or you gon' lose. Joking, give it to God, man. You gotta stay focused. You gotta move, or you gon' lose.
Keep my dog from starving. What about the brother Mary and Martha? Lazarus, that was miraculous. apocalypse. How you rose up from the dead when they thought there was no tomorrow. Don't mind me, I'm just stating facts. We live in a world full of hatred. You can go and get your world a crown with the crown of life. I'm chasing that. They thought I lost it like a maniac. I've been telling my past I can't go back. To back in a gap like a Kangol hat. Everything he promised, I'm claiming that. Got the scripture in my heart, make sure that it's memorized. God on the way, make sure that you're living right. Life is hard to hold it in. Make sure you speak on how you feel inside. Word to the wise, run, but can't hide. Put the bottle down, put the drugs aside. Look up to the sky, put your pride aside. I'm gonna rep Jesus Christ to the day I die. I've never seen God's eyes, but I surely felt them. All those lonely nights, he held me together. I was lost inside, I'm on a different level. Because he changed my life, and then he made it better. They wanna see me fall, when I'm under pressure. But I know who saved my soul, ain't no second guessing. Jesus Christ for sure, I'm forever stepping. Yeah, without 10 toes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Praise the Lord. That was awfully weak. I said, praise the Lord. For he is good. And he is worthy to be praised. Dear God, we're grateful for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. For the just shall live by faith. Thank you, Lord. For my children, it took the time out to come and be a blessing. And we're asking, oh God, that you will continue to bless them. Bless them in their walk with you. Bless them in their music. Bless them in their ministry. Bless, Lord. All those that's in the house, those on the Zoom line, Lord, bless them, be with them, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, word my mouth, give me what to say and how to say it, and I pray that the word will not fall on deaf ears, that it will be received. Somebody need a blessing from on high. Ain't gonna get no help in here. I said, somebody need a blessing. Somebody need a blessing. Don't feel too good. They need a blessing. Money's funny. Need a blessing. Somebody in their household or related to them need a blessing. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless your servant, Lord. Help me. Help me. Special prayer, Lord, for my wife who labors so hard, who push herself. We thank you for it, Lord. Help her to enjoy this service. But please don't stop there. Watch over throughout the day and throughout the week, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Special prayer, Lord, for those that's in the air, the highway, amen, on the train, see them safely to their destination. Pray that when they get home, everything will be in order. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. While you're yet standing, I think if you will, those of you that have a Bible, turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 5, and we shall read verses 11 and 12 near the front of your book. Psalms. Amen. Chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. If you have it, say amen. Amen. All right. Let's read. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defend them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. Yes, I have favor in my Lord, and don't you? Have a seat. Oh, my God. Y'all going to help me preach? Don't go to sleep on me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I might not be able to preach, but I can sure scream loud. You go to sleep, I'll wake you up. I promise you I will. Amen. Amen. I'm an old country boy. Amen. A hog caller. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, somebody know about that. Amen. Yeah, I can call hogs. I'll get your attention. Amen. The theme, amen, is we are kept by the favor of God. I'm going to say it again. We are kept by the favor of God. In other words, you don't have to do it, but we thank God for his favor. Amen. Yes, I have favor with my Lord. Amen. And I hope you have favor with God. Well, I would hope so, because if you don't, you are like a house that is built on sinking sand. You will sink. Got to get a witness. But if you have a relationship with him being God, amen, he will be your advocate. He will speak for you. He will support you. He will make your enemies be your footstool. Oh, yes. Your world is going to get better when you have the word of God with you. When you have the Lord on your side. Amen. And that's why I encourage everybody, amen, to seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Call upon him while he's near. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you had just heard and took notes from a message coming from Elder Mosby some time ago, amen, you would have a better understanding of God and how blessed you are if you really know God, amen, and listen to the word of God coming from a man of God. I believe Elder Mosby would tell you that to know him is to serve him. I might preach here today. Amen. To know him is to seek his face. To know him, to do his will. Amen. To know him is to listen to his voice. And not the voice of mankind, but listen to the voice of God. Now, in order to listen to the voice of God, you have to have a relationship with God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you build a strong relation with him, you ain't got nothing to be afraid of. Amen. You can trust in him with all your heart. And you should not lean to your own understanding. Amen. Because your understanding, amen, I'm not being ugly, but I have a feeling it's kind of weak. I have a strange feeling that you don't really know God the way you need to know God. Lord, help me here. Amen. So you need to find him and lean on him. Amen. And the scripture says, all your ways acknowledge him, and he will do what? Direct your path. Amen. One song says, I don't worry, I don't fret, because my God has never, somebody said never, never failed me yet. Why? Because I have his favor. That's what we want to focus on today, God's favor. The joy of the Lord is my strength. All right. Yeah, I got some witnesses out there. The sense of his favor fills the saint's heart. Amen. Their hearts are filled with favor, and his blessings be upon them as with a shield. A shield. Amen. It's called a sinai, a long, large shield that protects the whole body. Yes. So God's favor, thus encompassing a man effectively and to secure him against all dangers. Amen. And I'm not prejudiced, amen. If you secure all men, you'll secure all women. Can I get a witness here? Amen. Yeah, you women, you have to learn how to lean and depend on God. Amen. And I grew up in a neighborhood where, amen, women had it rough, Elder Taylor, because so many of them, amen, had a husband, but they really didn't know where he was half of the time. I ain't being ugly, I'm just telling the truth. I'm from Leesville, Louisiana. I know what I'm talking about. Amen, praise the Lord. And many of them, amen, praise the Lord, Mr. Mowbray, amen, they came, they had church, they shouted, they praised God, and when church was out, they went looking for their man. And many times they found him in a bad strait. He'd had one drink too many. Man. Amen. Let's look at the joy of faith. Let all those who love the Lord rejoice. Can I get a witness here? People who look on the Bible want to know more about the Lord. That's why you have to study. My Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman, rightly divided. I got some witnesses in here now. The word of truth. Amen. Amen. Then we must know something about the joy of the Lord being our strength. And you find that, amen, about 19 times in the Bible. Amen. And the word joy means joyful, glad, gladness. Amen. Happy. Amen. Rejoice occur more than 90 times in the word of God. Truly the river that maketh glad the city of God is full, it's pure, it's deep, it's flowing, a flowing stream. One of the old songs said, Jesus said it. Jesus said it. If you believe on me, as the scripture has said it, out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers of what? Living water. Oh, no, 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 no. Not stagnant water, not contaminated water, but living. Oh, my God, my God. Since the water is living, it wakes me up. Since the water is living in me, I'm alive. Oh, I might preach you today. Living water. Ooh, my God, shall flow. It's going to flow. Living water is not stagnant. Living water don't stay in one place. Living water is on the move. Amen, praise the Lord. And this joy that we receive proceeds from the sense of refuge and defense we have in our God. You still praying with me? The love we have in God for his goodness and for his righteousness. Number three, for knowledge we have that God does assuredly bless the righteous. I need to say that again. God blesses the righteous. So God is our advocate and will run interference for us if we will do his will. Glad you made it, Ella Owens. Amen. Be skillful and have plenty of wisdom. They were to teach the young men the language back to Babylon now. Amen. Their job really was to preach the young men the language of the Chaldeans. They were to eat certain food like the king's meat and drink the wine that the king did drink. Amen. But there were some young men there that said, we don't like the taste of that food. And somebody said, no, we don't want to drink that wine that you put out there. Amen. So the man called Daniel, anybody here know Daniel? I could preach on him for a day or two. Amen. He was something else. God blessed him. Amen. That's why he sent him, amen, all the way from Jerusalem, amen, to the land of the Chaldeans. Amen. So Daniel went to Melchizedek, who was the prince of the eunuchs, and asked, would you allow me and Mishael, and Meshach, and Abednego, amen, just to drink a little water. Leave the wine alone. Just drink a little water. Amen, praise the Lord. And that food that they got out there for the king, it looks good, and it probably tastes good, but can we just eat vegetables for the next 10 days? God Almighty. Amen. And you can check our countenance, and we'll come and let you look at us. Amen. Praise the Lord. See if the color of our skin is all right. See if our eyes are clear. Amen. See, amen, that our flesh is not drawn up. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all we want if you allow us to eat and drink the water that comes from the Lord. Amen. Amen. After 10 days, these boys stood out, amen, above the others that ate the king's meat and drink the king's wine. I said they stood out. Remember, people could look at them and say, show us some handsome brothers. I don't know what they eat or what they drink, but they sure look good. I know the women was having a fit. My God. Ooh. We know a man by the name of Joseph. He found favor with the jailer and was moved up in ranks while he was in jail. I could go on. There's so many, amen, praise the Lord, that God bless young men, and he blessed some women too. Amen. And I believe you know that you will